I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios in New York. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Join CBS Sports Network tomorrow in Annapolis for some Army-Navy College lacrosse action as the women take the field at 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific. Then immediately afterward, watch the men battle it out as the number 20 Black Knights take on the Middies on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. 855-212-4CBS is the number to get on the bench. Kurt Heelan joins us from Pro Basketball Talk. There's a lot of craziness going on. Playoffs start Saturday, tomorrow, Sunday, four more games. But the big story, obviously, Kurt, is the Lakers finally got rid of Luke Walton. So how about the week they had? Magic Johnson said he just wants to have fun like Cyndi Lauper, and now they get rid of Luke Walton. What's next?
Yeah, pretty much everything the Lakers do for the next month will completely overshadow the playoffs, right? Like rumors of who LeBron wants to play with, whatever, will just completely overshadow the playoffs up until like the finals. It's gonna be crazy. They are moving pretty quickly to talk to people about the coaching job. Monty Williams has been rumored, Tyronn Lue. I find it backwards to me that they're going to hire a coach before they replace Magic Johnson. It just means that Rob Pelinka's got a lot of power. Is that really a good thing for the organization? I am not convinced it is. And I'm always I just find it backwards. Like, the coach should be the guy who gets hired after the person who sets the direction for the franchise is hired.
Yeah, I'm with you. Because the Ty Lue thing so quickly and Monty Williams and all that, are you buying all that? And do you think that's a good decision to just go out and the first person that comes out of your mouth you hire?
Do I think it's a good decision to move this quickly again without hiring your new president of basketball operations? No. Like, go get whoever you're going to get, and it might take a little time. But you've got to have a top-down direction and let Pelinka run it until then. But you've got to. I don't trust organizations. I just don't think it's a good sign for an organization that you're hiring a coach, then going to hire his boss. It rarely works out in any sport, and it's kind of a backwards way to do things. So I don't trust it. And that said, I think this might be what it is. It might be that Rob Pelinka has a lot of power going forward. That might be who Jimmy trusts. He might be the guy. Whether they bring in somebody else or not, if he's hiring the coach, man, he's going to have a lot of power.
Do you buy the whole Magic Johnson story that he just wants to have fun and he wasn't having fun in life? Are you buying that? I'm not.
Do I think that that was part of the equation? Yeah, I think it was. But do I think that's the main thing going on? I'm not so sure. There's workplace harassment issue rumors that are coming that I think he might be trying to get out in front of. And I think that and just him not... Frankly, the other part of this, man, and he's not used to being criticized like this. He's not used to being kind of vilified on social media and it's, scratches on his reputation as a Laker. This is just not what he's used to. He's not used to the social media world, right? Like, he was never, when he played, there wasn't this kind of backlash for instant critiques and backlash for everything. So I think there was a lot of things making him uncomfortable and unhappy. He looked at the situation, realized, yeah, I'm not doing this job very well, and at the end of the day, was like, I got to get out of this now before anything gets worse.
So what do you think of the people that call LeBron James a coach killer?
I don't think it's easy to coach LeBron James, but I don't know that I think that everybody knew that going in. I feel like Luke got hired to do one job by one front office, and by the time he was let go, it was a radically different job. It's not easy to coach LeBron. And I think the only organization that's handled, I don't want to say handled him, would be the wrong way of phrasing that, but I kind of dealt with this right, was the Heat, right? Where they're just like, Pat Riley set the tone. LeBron, you're going to fit into our culture. You are going to do it our way. And by the way, Eric Spoelstra's the coach. I trust this guy. Learn to like it. And, you know, they win a couple of titles. And everybody else, the Lakers included, the Lakers just walk on eggshells around him. And whoever gets hired as coach, look, is he picking the coach? No. Is he in the Emperor's box at the Coliseum, giving it the thumbs up and thumbs down? Yeah. Probably the same thing, you know, whoever gets hired as the next, you know, president of basketball for operations probably gets a LeBron James thumbs up, or it doesn't happen. I think that this is all part of it.
Wow, it's crazy what's going on in L.A. What did you think of David Griffin getting the New Orleans gig?
That is a bold move. I love that move for New Orleans. I had talked to Griffin about a month ago. I had him on my podcast, and he was really kind of clear on and off there that he wanted to go somewhere. Look, you know who he's worked for in the past, right? Robert Sarver and Dan Gilbert, like the two most meddling owners, or two of the most meddling owners and problem owners in all of the NBA. So I think he wanted to go somewhere where, A, he had power, but, B, he could trust they were going to get out of the way. Is that going to be the case in, you know, he's trusting that that's going to happen. He believes that's going to be the case in New Orleans. For New Orleans, though, that is a coup. I mean, that is getting one of the best free agent guy out there, a guy who's going to be able to take charge of the Anthony Davis situation, get a good return, and make this thing kind of, you know, right that ship and put them in a good direction. So I really like that hire for them.
So tomorrow it all starts with four series getting underway. The first one is Philly and the Nets in Philadelphia. I'm hearing, is Embiid not going to play in that game?
He is officially questionable. You know, it's the playoffs, so guys tend to suck it up. But if he's not 100%, you know, will he play his full? Will he play the full complement of minutes? Will he be as effective? They need him to be. I mean, you've seen him, Pharrell, right? You've seen him. When he doesn't play, they are not the same team. As much as that, Jimmy Butler has talent and can take over games, and you know, Ben Simmons is great, and Tobias Harris probably should have been an All-Star once in the last couple of years. And that said, they're not the same team without Embiid kind of as an anchor on both ends, as an emotional leader on both ends. And if he's not 100%, that is a scrappy Brooklyn team. They're not as talented, but D'Angelo Russell to put up points. Caris LeVert, like Jared Allen, they've got some talent on the roster, and they play hard, and they play smart, and they're not going to make it easy on you.
I think they'll be in it. I really do. I think they'll be in the games for sure. They score too much. They run too much. They are great in transition, and they move the ball, and they get everybody involved. Can Vucevic and the Magic hang with the Raptors at all?
I don't think so. It's another one where I think they're better than people realize, and they'll make some of these games tight. But Toronto's actually playing pretty well. And by the way, you know, they've given Kawhi a lot of nights off, and they've been prepping for. They've played the regular season for this moment. They are going to be, I think, a better team in the postseason.
And what do you think of Curry's ankle?
That didn't look too bad. It's a little. You always get a little nervous because of the, you know, lengthy history of ankle injuries with Steph Curry. But I mean, he was walking that off, and it was not too bad. And they've got time off. Before that, they had some time off before that first game. Plus, it's the Clippers, and historically, obviously, bettors are not betting on them. What was the longest odds to win a playoff series in like 30 years? They're not on the same level as the Warriors, and I think that they can get Curry some rest during this series, and it's probably going to be pretty quick anyway.
I mean, the Clippers aren't the worst team I've ever watched play, to be honest with you, Kurt.
No. This is another case where they play hard, they play smart. I think some of the things that worked for them during the regular season really well, specifically like bringing Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell, you know, arguably their two best players, but two of their best players, off the bench. Certainly Lou Williams is their best player, best scorer. It messed with other teams' rotations, and the other teams said, oh, wait, now we've got to get this guy out to cover him, and it threw other teams off. That's just not going to happen in the postseason. There's no more surprises. There's no more catching people like that. Plus, honestly, I think the Warriors are kind of motivated this year more than the last couple, just because they know what you know, what I know, what everybody listening knows, which is they're not going to be the same team next year. Kevin Durant's probably gone, but even if he stays, then Draymond might be gone. That is going to be a different roster next year, one way or another, and they want to go out with a three-peat.
So the Spurs and Nuggets, can San Antonio hang with Denver, and they open up in Denver?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting series. I think I like Denver more than most teams, but that is the trendy upset pick because we just we've never seen Denver do it, right? I mean, this is their first time in the playoffs. And, you know, what happens when they throw some big bodies at Jokic and you're the focus of the game plan and it's not quite the same anymore? And look, White from – people haven't seen White from San Antonio much this year. He is a phenomenal defensive guard, and he's going to make Jamal Murray's life difficult. Just all these things are going to come together. It's going I'm going to let you know a secret. They're pretty well coached, the Spurs.
Yeah.
They're fairly well coached. It's just not going to be easy. And they're going to make they're going to make Denver work for this, and we're going to find out if Denver's for real. I think they are, but there's a lot of people who think this is the big upset in the first round.
All right, so Sunday there's four more that get underway. Pacers, no Oladipo, Celtics, no Smart. Who do you like in that one?
I'll still take Boston. I still think that they've with Al Horford, who will play better in the playoffs, and Jason Tatum, everything. I just still think they're the better team. But that's another one where if Boston loses its way and it's just kind of, and obviously Kyrie Irving, if they're just inconsistent and not playing well and lose their way, that's another team that just, they're going to make you earn it. Indiana is going to make you earn the wins.
What do you think of the Thunder Blazers? I like Westbrook and George and Adams. Yeah. I like that team. And without Nurkic, I got to tell you, that's a problem for me.
Yeah, no, I picked Oklahoma City to win that series. I think part of it is Oklahoma City, we tend to say this about hockey teams, you know, way more than basketball, but they're kind of built for the playoffs. They like it kind of physical. They've got a couple guys you can't stop. They play good defense. There are certain matchups like Utah that are bad for them, but this isn't a bad one, and especially with Nurkic. I would feel differently if Nurkic were there. He played, honestly, he was their second best player for much of the season. And really key for them on both ends. And I like Zach Collins from Gonzaga as much as anybody, but it's a big step down. And Enes Kanter, this is the Enes Kanter revenge series. Remember, it was Billy Donovan on the bench a few years, or it was Scott Brooks, but it was on the bench when Enes Kanter was in OKC saying, we can't play him. We cannot play him. And now he's on the other team and he's going to have to play big minutes and he's going to get exposed.
Yeah, but I also think Dame's going to have to go off for Portland for sure. The Bucks going to roll over the Pistons?
Yeah, especially with Blake Griffin hobbled. He's just not 100%. They were in trouble before that, but, I mean, look, Blake Griffin made my All-NBA team when I put my vote in yesterday. He's so good this year. And you take him out and they're just... They're nowhere near what the Bucks. The Bucks are. I'd be surprised if the Pistons win one.
I think the Jazz Rockets is going to be the best series.
Yep. That is the one. Like I said, I'm actually going to spend some time tonight putting together. I've been watching old games, putting together my previews on that. I think that is a fascinating series. Just X's and O's was just simply like, you know what they're going to do defensively, right? They're just going to camp on James Harden's right arm, try to take away that step back, and dare him to drive at Rudy Gobert. Capella's going to cut along the baseline. It's going to be fascinating. Chris Paul is a huge factor. I went back and watched some of the games from last year when they played each other. Chris Paul carved them up. Chris Paul was phenomenal. He's played better lately. If he has a big series, that's huge for Houston. But to me, this is the best series. I think it goes seven.
Do you think the Knicks will end up with all this these prizes they think they're getting? Durant, Kyrie Irving, Zion Williamson. I mean, there's no way all that's happening.
No, there's no. First off, the lottery odds are like what they get 14% or something. So yeah, that's a long shot. They're definitely not going to get all of it. That said, I'm really curious that they are confident, and I don't know anybody around the league who just for some reason doesn't think that's where Kevin Durant ends up. Except for everybody does this, right? This is the common thing. Yeah, I keep hearing the same thing. Yeah, he's probably going there, but it's James Dolan. Like, is he really going to commit to playing 4 years for James Dolan?
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. And unless you mention it, and I'm just losing my mind. Last but not least, do you think the Kings will hire Luke Walton?
It seems to be that's the direction they want to go. And if Luke asked out of that, look, he was a dead coach walking. He was going to be let go one way. Then if he did not have the LeBron James stamp of approval, he was gone. But the fact that he kind of like, let's just get this over with and get out implies to me he's interested. That's a good young roster up there, and he showed some promise with the Lakers, not this season, but before they had LeBron. Last season, they played good defense. They did some stuff. Like, I think that could be a good fit. If I'm Luke, my only concern is the same thing we just said about the Knicks. It is the Kings, man. Like, it is. Yeah, they've played better this year, and yeah, that's still an organization you got to be a little bit concerned about. But if the contract's guaranteed, Yeah, they've really spruced up downtown Sacramento. It's nice now.
Hey, listen to him. I got to tell you, though, I think they're an exciting young team, like the Nets. I think they got some great players. And, yep. I mean, that guy could actually go up there and get lucky with those young stars, and they could turn into something. I think they could actually, believe it or not, I know people don't want to believe this, I think they have, for me, a more promising upside than the Lakers. I got to tell you, the Lakers are all flash, and the Kings, to me, have substance. They have some players that I think are legit. Kurt, have a great weekend. Enjoy the first weekend of the NBA playoffs. Thanks for coming on the bench.
I'm so happy to get to watch games and never have to write another story that uses the word load management.
I love that guy. Kurt Heelan of Pro Basketball Talk on NBCSports.com. 855-212-4-CBS.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227. I know you're ready for the Pro Hoop playoffs. They start tomorrow. Hockey's underway. The Stanley Cup. PharrellOnTheBench.com is sure ready. Last night I hit 10 of 13 plays. The best playoff picks nightly are at PharrellOnTheBench.com, NHL, NBA, baseball, boxing, MMA. What do we got, Mav? You got a big UFC card tomorrow.
Yeah, UFC 236.
There you go. Very
exciting. Hot town.
Is that where it is, Atlanta?
That it is.
Sign up today, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Episode 198 of Pharrell on the Bench tomorrow. My sports betting podcast on WestwoodOnePodcast.com, iTunes and Google Play. Subscribe and follow on Twitter at OnTheBets, WWO. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, boat, RV insurance? They got that, too. Just go to Geico.com. I'm watching Lomachenko right now, dominating his fight against this no-name he's fighting. Well, how embarrassing is that fight that they threw together on a Friday night? Honestly, on Top Rank. I'm watching it on ESPN+. Plus, it's terrible. So, Mafia, the NHL, surprisingly, the Knights were up 3-0 on the Sharks in the first period in San Jose, and by the time the period was over, it was 3-3, and the Sharks tied them up. Can you even believe that? I mean, they were down 3-0 on Eakin, Miller, and Pacioretty goals, and then Couture, Carlson, and Thornton scored, and that was it, tied up.
Oh boy, Jumbo, after we were just talking about him last night, yeah, I see the tip in now on the replay. That is a long, old-looking beard, man.
Right.
He's looking like Rumpelstiltskin, jeez.
He is Rumpelstiltskin.
I can't believe they tied that up. I mean, so many of these games so far between the Lightning the other night, this game, like, these teams had these leads, and they just blow them. I mean, it's bad enough to blow a 3-0 lead in the rest of the game, but to blow a 3-0 lead in the first period alone, six goals, does anybody want to stop the puck?
The Blues and Jets are tied at threes. The Blues had the lead 3-2, but the Jets tied it. They've got goals from Liney, Scheifele, and Blake Wheeler, Maroon 5 with a goal. Sundqvist, 2 goals for the Blues. And then the Blue Jackets stunned the Lightning. I bent over on that one. I cannot believe, Mafia, that they went from blowing a 3-0 lead in Game 1 and losing 4-3, and then to get beat 5-1 on their home ice by Columbus tonight, I think is just terrible. Performance by the Lightning. Terrible. I mean, I cannot believe that they got beat 5-1. I'll tell you, it was a 1-2-2 trap they used in the neutral zone. They couldn't even get the puck into the Columbus end of the ice the entire night. Bobrovsky made 23 saves. That was all he had to do. That was the only work he had to do. And I thought the Lightning Mafia, when I watched them, they skated around in circles. The Lightning couldn't go anywhere. They were skating fast and going nowhere. You know, they looked like what are the little things on the treadmill, like a gerbil on the treadmill. They were just spinning.
Wheel, yeah.
I mean, that's what the Lightning looked like. They were skating around 100 miles an hour and going nowhere.
That's pathetic. I mean, I bid it on that one too. I put some money down on the minus goal and a half because I figured after getting shellacked like that at home, having the lead, blowing it, embarrassed, that, you know, once again, people are questioning, are you the same old Lightning that you have this great regular season and you get the playoffs and you flop? that they're going to come out and they're going to make a statement tonight. They're going to put it on the Blue Jackets. They're going to just beat them down.
That didn't happen.
And that didn't happen. They came out completely flat. That's embarrassing. It's bad enough if you do that on the road and you get a call like that. You know, they score an early goal and you just can't get it going. But you're in your home building. You have your fans behind you. You're the best team in the league. That's
their fans have already turned on them. They're already done.
With a performance like that, I'm not surprised. I mean, Florida fans are fair weather as it is. And then you're going to give them something like that, two games at home, where you just embarrass yourself? They shouldn't root for you.
I mean, they were booing them.
They should.
So,
you got 62 wins, and you can't get one win at home against the Blue Jackets?
They got their ass beat 5-1. Speaking of getting their ass beat, the Penguins lost to the Islanders 3-1 at the Coliseum on Long Island. Eberle scored. Bevilier, Bailey had his second. He had the overtime winner in game one. He scored again tonight. And they lead 2-0 over the Penguins heading to Pittsburgh for game three on Sunday. Mafia, the Penguins look lifeless in their games against the Islanders. I mean, they're absolutely getting schooled.
Well, the first game was very close, obviously going overtime. This one was close for a while. The Islanders kind of pulled away late, but they were in it the whole time. They got the early lead, and then they gave up the goal right away. Very un-Penguin-like. Usually it's the opposite. Usually they get scored on and then come back a minute later and take the wind out of your sails. But that happened to them tonight, and they just couldn't get it going after that. Going back home to the PPG there, we'll see if they can get it going again and win. I'm sure they'll be fine. They'll get at least one win, I think probably two at home, and then it's a series again, 2-2. You know, like you always say, it doesn't matter until you have both teams play both games at home.
When
you
get through those, I think it does matter when you honestly, they in both games they got outworked. I don't care what you say. I don't know what you're watching, but they got outworked in both games. They got their ass beat. Both
they
games.
Barely got beat the first one. It was an overtime goal, which probably should have been disallowed on another, you know, offsides.
The first time they had a lead in the whole series was tonight when their worst player scored a goal. So no one's doing anything on that team. I don't know what you're watching. They're not doing anything right at all. Crosby's got no points. I mean, do you think you're watching Ranger games or something?
No, I don't, but it takes one play for him to break out. I'm not going to worry off two games on the road.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I got to tell you, Lomachenko is just killing this guy. I don't even know who this guy is he's fighting, but he's just taking a beating. It's really not even, it's not even safe, right, what they've done. I think it's embarrassing, the fight they put together for this guy tonight, right? I mean, this is worse than a sparring partner. I mean, that's what he's doing to this guy, Mafia. You should see what he's doing to him. He's just absolutely beating the snot out of this guy. His entire, like, you got to worry about the guy's brain. Like, honestly, I'm sitting here watching this going, is this even legal?
You're somehow way ahead of me because I was watching that card on the app, but somehow I'm not on that fight yet.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like in the eighth round, bro, of the main event. So I don't know what's happening to you tonight. You started rambling. You started speaking in tongues. I don't know what's happened to you, Mafia.
They just don't like me, apparently. Got me on the replay of the other fights first. I don't know.
Mafia's
I guess because I tried to skip him and just watch the main event, they're like, you're going to go back there.
He's not the same since the Rangers got eliminated from the playoff.
They got eliminated from the playoffs like 2 months ago.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You haven't been the same for months.
That was a lost season to begin with. You knew you weren't going anywhere if you were a Ranger fan this year.
We're concerned about you, Mafia.
Be concerned about tomorrow night, not tonight. Tomorrow night, we do dangerous things.
What is tomorrow night?
The girlfriend's birthday is on Monday, so she's always wanted to go axe throwing. So we're doing that tomorrow night with a bunch of people.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you take axes and throw it at a wooden board. There's places you can do this now. And it's bring your own alcohol. So we're drinking while throwing axes.
What are you even talking about? What?
I'll show you videos in the break.
So wait a minute. You're going to a party where people drink booze and throw axes at each other?
Not at each other. You throw it at targets.
Well, it would be better if they threw it at each other.
Well, there is actually a video.
You could get away with it. Like, I just killed my girlfriend throwing an axe, and I'm allowed to.
There was one she sent me that we're trying to make sure her mother didn't see because her parents and my
both
parents are coming too.
We have to agree to this. We have to have mutual understanding that both parties could have their heads lobbed entirely off.
Oh yeah, you got to sign a waiver for sure. Like an old duel, you just throw axes at people instead of the
duels. Oh, so everyone's drinking non-alcoholic beer at the event.
Not an event I'm going
Wait
to,
a minute.
For sure.
What is this? Where is there a place you're going with people throwing axes?
These places are all over now. They're springing up. It's a big thing that's happening now.
You never told me about it.
Actually, I told your wife about it, but I figured there's no way we're getting you to go out 2 weekends in a row.
Oh, you told 34C about it?
I did. I sent her the invite.
And what did she say?
She said there's no way we're getting you to go out 2 weekends in a row.
Well, I wouldn't have gone to the axe-throwing event, but this is something I've never heard of before. People actually go out and throw what? Do they throw knives at people, too?
It's probably those as well.
So wait, this is a place where like people stand against a tree and have someone throw knives at them?
No, this isn't a magic show. This is, they have like these wooden boards down at the end of an aisle, like if you're going to a shooting range for guns, but at the end it's just this wooden board.
What is that game that they play with the, where they throw the
Stump.
Bag? Now, what's the one where they throw the bags into the game now that every cornhole? Is that, do you do that too on weekends? Do you go to the cornhole?
Only at tailgates.
Oh, at tailgate parties.
There's another one that my girlfriend likes to play at concerts that I haven't played yet, thankfully, that she messed her foot up with.
Spin the bottle?
It's called Stump, where you throw you got like nails in a tree stump, and while you're drinking, you throw a hammer in the air and try to catch it and hit
the
nails.
No. Stump is what you play after you leave the axe throwing party and you have your arms and legs cut off. You go to the Stump Festival after the axe throwing party. I didn't know you were going to an axe party and then a stump festival to celebrate people losing their limbs in the axe throwing contest.
Hopefully
this is not good. I do not support this whatsoever. Mac and Jax. Mac.
Hey.
Jesus Christ, dude. Get in the game, bro. You're embarrassing
I'm sorry. I almost went to sleep out there.
Today, Junior?
Dude, you're hitting that hookah.
Nah, that is. Hey, I can't add no more to what you and Mafia did in the last segment. All I can say, would that be a game five?
Listen, you need to, here's what you need to do. Do you still keep that pistol in your garage? You know, the one where you used to stick it in your mouth when your team let you down every week, the Jaguars? What you should do, go clean that gun off and stick it in your mouth and just end it, because your hockey team, I mean, I can't even believe how bad they let Columbus just absolutely park their car in their garage and sleep with their wife. I mean, honestly, they just parked the car right in the garage, and then they just went right up to the master bedroom and started sleeping with their wives. I mean, they killed them. I can't even believe it. It is the most shocking thing right now to me in sports. It's not shocking at all. Mafia, back me up on this. Did I bet on the Islanders to win both games?
You did bet on the Islanders to win both games.
So I do not find that shocking as everyone else. People are like, oh, the Islanders are leading the Penguins. That's not shocking to me. The Islanders actually had a better season than the Penguins. They have a better defense than the Penguins. Their goaltending is as good as the Penguins easily. Their backup goalie's as good as the starter for the Penguins. That's not shocking at all. What's shocking is the Tampa Bay Lightning getting their ass beat by the Columbus Blue Jackets not once but twice in a row in Tampa. That is shocking. So I don't actually... I don't know how you recover from it, and I'll tell you why I don't like their chances now. Because of the 1-2-2 trap defense that Tortorella is throwing out there. By the way, the Blues just took the lead early in the third, 4-3 on Winnipeg. I think that their defense is so good, Columbus, right now. They're playing such fantastic shutdown, shutdown Stanley Cup championship-type defense. Where they're not letting you through the neutral zone, and then their goalie's stopping everything. They can beat anyone right now, and my guess is they'll beat Tampa. Right now I'll say I think they'll beat them based on the defense I'm seeing. Like, Tampa's not even getting a shot, okay? You cannot win a hockey game if you never shoot the puck, okay? So the highest scoring team in history, they can't even get a shot off. Game over. They're going to lose. Mafia, they're going to lose the series. There's no way you lose your first two games at home and then what, win four straight? It's not happening. Not against a team that is shutting you down defensively. They're not getting lucky. They're kicking your ass and shutting you down. They can't even. I listened to the game tonight. They said they're frustrated. That's a nice word for a swear word, okay? Frustration is actually Pharrell you is what they're doing to the Lightning. They're
shut
just,
you down, Russell!
That's it right there. Play it again.
Shut you down, Russell!
They got shut down, Russell.
Shut you down!
So that's it. Game over. They're done. They're toast. Put a fork in them. They're finished. Their confidence is shot, Mafia. You can't tell me they're going to recover from that.
It's going to be hard to. I mean, especially given that they have flopped so often in the playoffs before. Now, we've seen the Blue Jackets in the same situation last year against a team that went and won the Cup. So it's not unfeasible for them to blow this and end up not winning the series and the team getting back on track. But they got to show me something. They got to show me a lot in the next game before I'm even going to fathom that they can come back, because right now they just look dead in the water.
One thing I can't understand is that this guy actually that's fighting Lomachenko is still standing. They're in the 10th round. He's still fighting him. I can't even believe he hasn't knocked him out. I can't even believe it. It's really, to me, unbelievable. If you ask me, this is a terrible performance by Lomachenko because this guy's a nobody to begin with, and he was dominating him. I mean, landing 50 punches to his one. I'm not even kidding you. But he can't finish him off. He couldn't finish this guy off.
Is he even trying, or is it one of those where he's so far up that they're just like, you know what, back off?
No, no, he's been trying. He's been trying to knock him out, and he can't do it. And this kid's, you know, just taking a beating, but he's standing there, and he's still throwing jabs. So he's not like, this guy doesn't look like he's quitting at any time soon. He's coming at Lomachenko. He's throwing everything he's got at him. It's actually, I mean, he's getting his ass beat on. But I got to tell you, I got to give him all the credit in the world for standing in there. It's like my wife putting up with me for 20 years.
There's enough credit in the world for her.
Most chicks can't handle me.
Most chicks, guys, children, animals.
No one can handle me. I'm watching this fight, though. I got to tell you, thank God for ESPN Plus, because the TVs in this place don't work. Thank God I got my smartphone working. So
the Knights went back up two in that game. They're up 4-3 now.
Oh, yeah, so they took the lead in the second 4-3?
They did, and then we lost the game.
I can't watch that game because it goes out on the TV every 5 seconds when the wind blows here. In New York City, we can't keep the TVs on here at the sports network. It's amazing to me. It really is. No one can ever explain this to me. Why they don't just go up there and fix it? The dishes. You can't tell me there's not a problem with the location of the dishes.
Something wrong with it. I don't know what it is. Whether it's location, something blocking it, or I don't know.
It's obvious just, there's a problem.
It's obviously, like you said, every time it rains.
But
it
no
goes
one
out.
Ever does anything about it.
Because no one's ever here when it happens.
But it doesn't. That's irrelevant. Someone has to tell them that it doesn't work anymore. When it rains, the TVs go out, and we're running a sports network. We can't watch sports. You're in radio. You shouldn't have to watch anything. You just should, talk about it on the radio. We don't need TVs in there. In fact, that television bill is going to end because it's gotten too expensive, and we're trying to be lucrative around here. But we're actually, our goal is to be frugal. So we want to get rid of the TVs and focus more on computerized broadcasting and talent, talent acquisition, and keeping talent till they're 100. That's the goal. We want to keep as many old people as we can. To see, we want to see what the ratings are like after you're 80, to see if we can really garner an audience when you're after 80. So we're trying to keep people into their mid-80s to see if we can really revolutionize the sports radio business. Our goal is to have the geriatric network on weekends. It's going to be great. And, you know, the snack in the afternoon is free. By the way, dinner's $7, but the snack is free.
Lost, lost, lost.
Lost what?
I've lost my marbles.
Jason in Niagara Falls, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
I seen a video of that axe throwing or hatchet throwing yesterday, actually. There was a girl standing about 3 feet away from the wall. She had like a hatchet in her hand, both hands over her head, and she throws it. It misses the wall, hits the bottom of the wall. She's about 3 feet away and couldn't even hit the wall. It bounced off the floor, hit the wall, and went right over top of her head and just missed her by a half an inch.
By the way, he knocked him out in the 10th round. After I said he couldn't finish him, he knocked him out. He must have heard me talking bad about him. Lomachenko just knocked that guy out, and it's over. So anyway, you saw a chick wildly throwing an axe, and did you find it to be entertaining, the axe-throwing show?
Well, after I missed the top of her head, yeah, I just seen a video on Twitter about it the other day because I never heard about it either. And, like, say she was 3 feet away from the wall. She threw it, didn't even reach the wall, hit the floor, hit the ball, then came over top of her head and just ducked just in time. Like,
so, Mafia, what's the deal? You have, so who's going to throw axes, you and your girlfriend?
Me and my girlfriend, both our parents. Actually, our dads are even more excited than we are, so that's going
to
be awkward.
Oh, Jesus, so all the parents are going to throw axes at one
another? A bunch of friends,
too.
Yes.
Jesus, so all the people that don't like each other are going to be holding axes and throwing them at each other?
Yeah, probably not the safest area for anyone to be around otherwise.
That's a lot like mine. When I met 34C, her mother, who is from the IRA in Belfast, said that if I do anything to her daughter, she'll have my legs blown off, which I thought was a great way to get to know someone initially, you know, the first time I met her.
And then showed you the sawed off, right?
Yeah. I never did anything to her daughter. She's still with me, and so are my legs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.